Proclamation number 5510 of 18th of October, 1952. God's presence. Faith without love. I am always there where I am remembered with love, where I am recognized and acknowledged as God and Father from eternity. There I constantly dwell, and people will also be aware of my presence, for they will live in peace and faith. But I am also there where I am not yet recognized but where the heart is capable and willing to love. My presence is only still unconscious to the human being. Yet his love powerfully attracts me, which is certainly not meant for me but for his neighbor but which equally touches me and causes me to draw close to him. And the person who does not yet believe in me, who does not yet consciously join me, will experience a change in his inner life. He will often let his thoughts wander into infinity. Questions will arise in him which he would like to have answered, and through the mental answers which emanate from me myself he will be stimulated to constantly search more and more for the truth. Love guides him on the right path. Love awakens faith in me, love influences his thinking, love makes the heart receptive for right thoughts which, however, always come to him from me. Because I want to win a person who lives in love for myself, i.e., I want him to be recognized and acknowledged by me, so that he will then also consciously consort with me as he did unconsciously before through loving activity. Love therefore establishes the connection between the human being and me. Belief in a God and Creator need not result in this connection, for it can only be a faith in form if love is still lacking. Then he indeed recognizes me intellectually, yet the bond of love has not yet been forged in order to connect the two of us. This is why countless people can still be far away from me, even though they seem to live as believing Christians, even though they confess me with their mouths, even though they don't deny me as God and Creator. And yet the bond with me is missing because they lack love. And even if I try everything to kindle the spark of love in them, even if I constantly create opportunities for them where they could be active in love, their hearts remain cold and they pay no attention to the earthly and spiritual hardship on earth. They don't recognize the spiritual hardship because they don't alleviate the earthly hardship where it would be possible for them to do so. And therefore the faith of the majority of people is dead. They receive my gospel with their ears but the heart remains untouched. They are mostly only listeners but not doers of my word, for my word demands love. A love which may not only emotionally move the heart but should be proven through works of unselfish neighborly love. My word demands loving activity through which you humans demonstrate love for me. Then your faith will come alive, then you will recognize and acknowledge me and consciously enter into contact with me, and then I will be and remain with you until the end of the world. Then you will be able to call me at any time through good thoughts and speeches directed towards me. Then I will dwell amongst you. Then I will be present to you. Because where love is, the eternal love itself dwells and wants to make you humans happy with its presence. Amen.